KVOE, live and local, 1400 AM, 96.9 FM, presents the On Air Chat. Now, here are your hosts, Steve Souter and Aaron Harder.
Good Wednesday morning. Welcome to the On Air Chat. We're brought to you by Bruce Davis Construction for commercial dirt work, demolition, dirt hauling, and more. Call Bruce Davis Construction, 620-342-5001. Good morning, Steve.
Aaron, good morning. Welcome to summer.
I know it. It's back.
Yes, it is.
I was telling our guest on the walk up, he'll probably snow in 2 weeks.
Yeah, maybe if that long. So we better get to our guest, William Pike, Roberts Blue Barnett Funeral Home. I didn't ask you off air. I was going to ask you, our owner, is that your title?
Correct. I am the owner of Roberts Blue Barnett Funeral Home for almost 3 years now.
Okay, move up a little bit on that microphone.
And how's that? Is that better?
Told you to relax and just want you to speak
good.
Up.
Okay. Our production guy said you're good.
He's good. Yep. All right. Sean in there on the board keeps us tracked out. William Pike, did you think when you were graduating high school you were going to be in the funeral business, going to become a...
I was hoping to be there. Actually, my senior year in high school, I worked at Roberts Blue.
Really?
I started the last day of my junior year in high school. I graduated from Waverly High and actually worked my senior year at Roberts Blue Barnett Funeral Home.
Well, let's expand on all that. We want a bio from William Pike. You just told us Waverly High School, so evidently you grew up in Waverly. I thought you were an Emporia kid.
I grew up mainly in Emporia. Sixth grade year, we moved back to Waverly. And I finished out the rest of it and then came back to Emporia after graduation.
Was your dad a carpet guy?
That was my grandfather that had the carpet shop.
I understand. Well, go ahead and expand on your where you went to school. And you told us how you got in the mortuary business. So
basically, my grandparents ran the gas station across the street from the funeral home. Always was floored with the blue lights. You know, kind of going through it, found a love for it, and got a job with Mike Turnbull in, be June of 95, and went on board.
Just worked up through the ranks.
Yep, went through the ranks. I graduated mortuary school from Kansas City, Kansas Community College in July of 1999, came back, started my apprenticeship for Mike in August of 99, and here we are.
So how long is a mortuary school?
Mortuary school, you're looking at a two-year degree with a one-year apprenticeship.
But you went to mortuary school out of high school, so you didn't go to the university? Or
I went to Emporia State for a year. It was there. Then I went on to mortuary school.
Okay. And so at what point did you and Turnbull start talking about you acquiring the funeral home?
There was no acquiring talk about that through there. Basically, when he passed away on March 5th of 19, I waited about a month until I walked in to talk to my banker about purchasing Roberts Blue from his trust.
It was that simple.
No. No, it took about a year, 7 months to get it done. But when the bidding process started, you know, there was other people in the game. You know, we went through it. Next thing you know, my bid was accepted, and then we started the roll.
How old were you?
At that time, I was 44. No, 43.
40? I didn't realize you were that old. I thought that's about what you are now.
I'll be 46 in November.
46?
Yes, sir.
So you've only owned the funeral home 3 or 4 years?
It'll be 3 years, October 9th.
Does that surprise you, Aaron? I thought he'd been there longer than that.
Well, I know he's been there longer than that, but Turnbull didn't pass away until spring of 2019.
He kind of left us before COVID.
Yeah, only 4 years ago.
Man, my clock is...
COVID messed up everybody's clocks.
Evidently. Give me some excuse.
He's been there for 23 years or 24 years.
I would have told you Turnbull's been dead 15 years.
Nah, he's been dead about 5.
That is unbelievable. So how's it going?
It's going well, you know.
Well, first of all, before we do that, tell us about your family.
Family, I got my son, Spencer Pike, just turned 18. He's doing well. That's about it. It's just me, my mother. She's in Waverly still. I guess my father's still around here.
All right. So tell us about the funeral business.
Funeral business is there. It's changed a little bit in the past, 5 years. COVID changed things, but it's still there, We still have options of traditional burial, grave sites. We also have, we can do direct burial where embalming's not there. And then you got the cremation part, which there's so many different ways on the cremation side to have services.
So if somebody passes away suddenly and somebody shows up, they call, mm-hmm. kind of walk us through what happens.
Usually when the time happens, we come in, we want to know if they've thought about it. Because, at that point, if it's not sudden, a lot of people need to kind of think about their final wishes. That's where the pre-planning comes in, is what do you want? Do you want to be cremated or do you want traditional burial? That's the big start. You look at cremation, we also offer having a complete service with the body present. But then instead of going to cemetery, you go to a crematory.
Let's back up. Let's say one of my loved ones passes
mm-hmm.
tonight. And so I assume, and let's say the police or whoever,
sure.
or the doctor or whoever, do they ask, who do you want to use? Is that about the first question?
Usually they'll ask the funeral home of choice, and then we're contacted. Or the
okay.
funeral home will be.
So now you show up. Now take us through what you do from that point.
I'm going to need to know if you're thinking of cremation or traditional burial. At that point, if you do choose...
Are people prepared to answer that, particularly like if it was a car wreck or something
car
like
wreck,
that?
Car wreck, anything fatality-wise, no. If there's been, sickness or something, they do. Or if we have a pre-planned file already on file is the biggest thing. We just go to our file and it's right there.
And what percent of the... people that you deal with have something done pre-planned?
You're probably, if I'm guessing, probably about 35-40%.
Maybe a third of them?
Yeah.
Would be?
Good number.
Okay. How many people on your staff at the funeral home?
Right now, Kenton Thomas, he's still there after pushing 51 years.
He's announced he's retiring, though, hasn't
he? He's going to slow down. We don't retire. We basically stay there until the end. Floyd's pushing 31 years almost down there. I'm at 28. I've got a new funeral director down there. She got licensed in July, right in there. So she's there now. My night attendants, I've got Corey Geiger that's been down there 21 years almost as a night attendant. His little brother, Kelly's been down there 14. Phil Metz has been there 12.
What's the number? Is there a dozen people work there?
Probably about a dozen.
I'm doing pretty good guessing these numbers.
Too shabby.
Okay, so now we've got a death, and whoever's handling that, the doctor or the hospital or the law enforcement or whatever, funeral home of choice. That's a decision you're going to have to make.
That is the decision you need to make.
In Emporia, you got two choices?
Two choices. You've got Roberts Blue or Charter Funerals.
Okay, so you show up.
We come in. We would do the removal. Find out kind of which way you want to go.
If you don't know, you still just take the body and take it to the funeral home?
Sure. We'll go back to the funeral home. We do have a climate-controlled facility at the funeral home, which allows us to buy time so we don't have to worry about anything if you got people traveling in.
So what kind of time frame do you have to make a decision?
You got a good, 24, 48 hours.
Hopefully. I assume you've had them where they couldn't make a decision.
It hits there every now and then. We get quite a bit.
Tell you what, before we go to our first break, let's talk about the different options. I mean, you mentioned cream. Obviously, the standard option we all know about is having the body embalmed and put it in a casket and put it in the ground and bury it. That's I start to say normal, but that isn't fair because that isn't what some people
traditional
want.
More traditional.
Traditional. There we go. You Talk know. About the different options that you're aware of.
I mean, you got your traditional chapel or church where you can have the service. COVID, we did a lot of graveside services only just because it was open air. Direct burial, you're more looking of just, you know, going to the grave and doing a complete, you know, direct burial and not having a service. But the person didn't.
But that still requires a casket, right?
It does. You don't have to be embalmed, though.
Really?
Yes.
So what other options are there?
After that, you would have your cremation options where you can be embalmed and actually have a service, but then after the service, go ahead and have cremation take place if that's your disposition. Or if you don't want to, you know, have your loved one at the service, you can go ahead and do the traditional cremation and then have the urn up front.
And there are other options you've told us about.
The green options, you know, are coming along. That's going to be depending on your cemetery requirements, if they allow it. I mean, we're having options there, you know. Alkaline hydrolysis is something that's coming along. So there's options.
Green burial, talking before we started today, you talked about green burial is for those people that don't believe in embalming, don't want any chemicals, don't want anything done to the body. Just literally, and I'm being crass saying this, dig a hole and drop the body in it and cover it up and let it compost, right?
A lot of times, yeah, you're coming down to even the caskets that they're coming up with now are actually wicker caskets.
Biodegradable caskets.
So you don't have to put the body in the ground. No. You can put it in a casket, but a casket that will depose.
Yeah, well, go ahead and just die to biodegrade.
But that's not an option in Emporia right now?
Kind of depends on what your cemetery is, and it comes down to it'd be in the rural cemeteries. There's a couple that still don't require an outer burial container. So that'd be the question of the sexton. If they'd allow it or not.
The only green cemetery you know of that's...
Closest one, you're going to be in Lawrence. They allow no headstones, all natural earth, I mean, trees, foliage. They don't mow it.
So do you know where the body... What do you do on Memorial Day if you're in a green burial situation?
You're going to have probably a location of kind of where you go, of where your loved one is.
So, tell you what, this show is... Got to be open to questions, Aaron. If they want to text us their questions, they just text it to KVOE.
320-342-5863.
Text your questions, and Sean will get them to us and as we get ready to go to break. Or you can call us at that number as well. And I don't think I've asked plenty of dumb questions, so I don't
There's
think...
There's no dumb questions, Steve.
No dumb questions. Yeah, but I mean, this is a serious topic. We'll get to some of the other questions. We've got a list here to go through, and we'll do that when we return. On-air chat brought to you by Bruce Davis Construction for commercial. Well, what am I going to do?
You can do the liner if you want.
No, I don't need to. Do that. Getting a little confused. I tell you, Willie, I'm close enough to this. Makes me nervous to be in here talking about this. So. Bruce Davis Construction makes it all possible. You're listening to KVOE, and for the moment, we're live and local.
Bruce Davis Construction, your go-to guys when you need commercial dirt work. From demolition to prepare for a building site or parking lot to dirt work and hauling, Bruce Davis will give you a quality job. Bruce Davis Construction, proud to be involved in recent construction jobs, including the addition at Emporia High School, Emporia Travel Plaza, Glendale, and the David Trailer Zoo. Call Bruce Davis Construction at 620-342-5001. The 22nd annual KVOE Drive for Food is coming on Thursday, October 19th. Email your address to KVOE at KVOE.com. Then on the morning of October 19th, leave your donation on your porch or driveway. KVOE, 1400 AM and 96.9 FM. Live, let's pack the pantry and local.
KVOE live and local, and time now for a look at headlines being brought to you by ESB Financial. Travel with ESB's Spirited 50 Travel Club this fall. For more details, visit esbfinancial.com. From the 24-hour KVOE newsroom, and a look at all the latest local headlines, here is Chuck Samples.
Thanks, Sean. Good morning, everybody. Yesterday, Emporia State President Ken Hush repeated a caution heard earlier this year a few times on KVOE's airwaves, saying fall enrollment would likely be down from last academic year to this, and the data released here just before 9 o'clock this morning by the Kansas Board of Regents points that out. Year-to-year headcounts down almost 700 students, or 12.5%. 5-year drop for Emporia State, almost 20%, and the 10-year drop, almost 23%. Flint Hills Technical College, meanwhile, showing gains over the past 10 years. Details posting this morning at KVOE.com. Lyon County Commissioners have residential development, zoning, budgets, and equipment discussions ahead as part of their action session starting up tomorrow at 9 o'clock. And Emporia City Commissioners concluded a years-long process by lending approval to the city's new zoning regulations last week. KVOE forecast from the TV 13 weather team, sunny today and 88, clear and 60 tonight, sunny tomorrow and 95, sunny and breezy Friday and 93. From the 24-hour KVOE newsroom, I'm Chuck Samples.
Thank you, Chuck. Currently a very light north breeze, mostly sunny skies, 70 degrees at KVOE, 1400 AM, 96.9 FM, all the information you need, live and local. Headlines are brought to you this hour by ESB Financial, member FDIC, equal housing lender. ESB Spirited 50 trips include transportation, sightseeing, meals, and so much more. To learn more details or to reserve your spot, visit esbfinancial.com.
All right, welcome back to the on-air chat. Steve and Aaron and William Pike, the owner of Robert's Blue Barnett Funeral Home here in Emporia. Been the owner now, what, going on 4 years?
Going on three.
Going on three.
Yes, sir.
So you got me on that one. We're talking off air. I think one of the things we need to get to, we have a lot of things to talk about as we talk about funerals and planning and options and all that kind of stuff. But you do two seminars a year. Let's plug those so that people that want to work on being prepared know where to go.
Being prepared, usually we do two seminars a year. We'll do one in the spring and the fall. Usually we do two each day. This fall we've decided just to do one, but we're going to do it later in the day. So if folks are working, they can still slip over and get on, you know, into that. October 9th, we're doing one. It's at 5:30 at Roberts Blue. If they want to, people can call in, kind of, you know, give us an estimated number if they want to attend. Basically, it's question and answers. It basically boils down of what are your wishes? You know, are you wanting cremation? Are you wanting traditional burial? You know, those are the two big things, and it comes down as how are you going to fund this down the road? A huge thing in this area I always try to do is try to get the veterans with discharge papers, DD-214, get one on file with us, at least so we can get the flag for the loved one. Because most of the time, the veteran is the one that knows where they're at.
Knows where their papers are and stuff.
Yeah. Where are they? We need a copy of them so we can help you and your loved one get that.
A little bit of pre-planning goes a long ways.
It does. Even special songs. I mean, are there special songs that you want?
Well, of course. And pallbearers, and I mean, the list goes on.
It goes on of what your final wishes are. What
so
do you want to wear?
You said October 9th?
October 9th at Roberts Blue, 5:30. In the past, I've done mailers. This one I'm going to do a little different just because we're doing one. I'm going to put we'll have something coming out on our Facebook page at Roberts Blue to kind of where people can kind of call in and set that up. so they're more than welcome to do that. But it, what it comes down to is a lot of questions and answers and helping folks out.
And it's 5:30 at Roberts Blue. Do you need to make a reservation?
If you would, that would be great. That way we just kind of have a head count on numbers on who's coming. Just call in, let us know how many's coming, name, and come on down.
Was attendance the reason you decided to go to this one? I guess you could always have another one if you got too many. I mean, I've been to the funeral home when you couldn't get in because of the person that died was someone that required a lot of people. Mm-hmm. I would think, being on the radio talking about this,
you never know.
You're talking to the right audience, unfortunately, or fortunately.
Usually, I mean, the two that we've done in the past we did one this past spring. We did one for the first time last fall. It was the first time ever. We've had good attendance. A lot of good questions. Good question and answers. And a lot of it is just getting up there and just answering questions.
Can you just do you have someone that will meet with me if I want to just go one-on-one?
Yeah. Call us. We'll set up a time. We do it all the time. I'll sit down with you.
That's what Larry Gamblin used to do.
Larry used to. He's
older than dirt.
Well, Larry
he's
was
older
getting
than
up
me,
there.
So that's pretty old.
Kenton's been there 51 years. He's going to slow down a little bit and just kind of hop over to that pre-need side, hopefully. And I can pull him back in if we need to, but.
It makes it a lot easier, though, if you've been a little bit of planning goes a long ways, I'll bet.
It does. I mean, you come down to your capers, you know. One of the big questions through those seminars that we hear about is the capers. And, you know, the retiree, if you retire with capers, there's a $4,000 death benefit.
And what do you need to do to claim that? Have the paperwork?
It ain't real bad, actually. Usually when you retire, you assign it to someone for a beneficiary. But if you assign it to the funeral home, you get the $4,000 instead of the $3,200 after they take the $800 out in taxes. You might as well get the full amount.
Sure. So if you're a teacher, retired teacher, probably makes sense to change your beneficiary and save $800.
Yeah, why not? And I know this past year, they were talking – and they were looking at raising it up to $6,000 or $5,000 or $6,000, which sooner or later they're going to have to raise it. So it's hard telling where it's going to go. We just keep an eye on it.
What's COVID done for you?
Changed it a little bit, you know.
I think a little bit's an understatement.
we went through COVID with a little learning curve, where we had everybody walking in at all times. You know, the building staff 24 hours a day. But you look from 8 o'clock in the morning, 10 o'clock at night, folks would come in and pay their respects. But then COVID came along and shut that down. We're still getting back into that now where, you know, we had people in already this morning signing books. That's kind of why I was running late because I got stuck at the door. But they're coming back in. They're paying their respects if they can't make the service, which is good. You know, COVID taught us that where people need closure. I mean, when the county shut us down to 10 people, it was a learning curve. You know, you could only have 10 people at a funeral. How do you do that? Then they bumped us.
That happened during COVID?
Yeah.
And that's one of the reasons people put off having
services. You know, and then county bumped us up to 45 people, but then how do you select that?
So did you turn people away?
I don't know how to count. I'm from Waverly.
But you moved to some open air stuff outdoors
a lot of graveside services, open air. You know, we went through that, and there was a lot of times, you know, some folks didn't get that closure they need, and that's what that funeral is for, is to help the living. I mean, people need closure so they can move on in their journey.
Talk a little bit about. You told me I want to get to you. You've had to change some of your equipment out because of the, and I would say a direct result of COVID, because of people delaying mm-hmm. the services. And you have the responsibility to keep the body and keep it, even though they've passed, you can't just put them in a drawer, huh?
Correct. We do, you know, have climate-controlled facilities. We are one of the only ones in the area right now that I know of. It's just something to better, you know, help assist our families on decision-making on what they want.
So you're talking cooler. You put a new cooler
is a nice way. Climate-controlled facilities, but yes, a refrigeration unit.
Yeah, some of us aren't quick enough to figure that out.
Refrigeration, yes.
So what are some of the other things? Let's go to cremation. And did COVID have any – probably didn't have a lot of effect on that, did it?
A lot of people – there were some funeral homes that were scared to death to embalm a body during COVID.
Because?
They were afraid they'd catch something. I mean, I was more – I felt – I mean, for a while, Floyd Thomas was phenomenal. He lived in his, you know, camper in the front yard just so he wouldn't contaminate his family. But, I mean, he was taking care of all the COVID cases coming in so the rest of us wouldn't get it so we could take care of folks.
Do you think about that? Does that surprise you?
Yeah, oh, yeah. That they had, I mean, to do that? Yes.
I mean, you sit there and most people are sitting there talking. Have you been exposed? Yeah. Which time today?
So did you have deceased that you knew were, and so, and could you turn them down? Did you consider turning them down, or
no?
You just let Floyd take them.
Floyd did, but then we started embalming. You know, it got to the point where it's like, well, we need to figure this out. And honestly, I felt better in the prep room than I actually did at Walmart. At least I know what I was walking in there to. I wasn't too worried. Everybody's infected. It don't scare me.
That one got me. I told you earlier, when our goal here is to learn stuff. And I hadn't even thought about that, about the fact that the people at the mortuary were putting their life. I mean, I don't want to be overly dramatic, but we had no idea where COVID was going. And
yeah. I mean, when COVID was coming, I spent a lot of nights just watching the news, scared to death. I mean, what's coming? You know, you look at New York City, here we go. We got refrigeration trailers.
And you actually had a mortician living in a camper in front of his house in order to be careful to not
contaminate his family.
That's interesting.
I mean, Floyd he stepped up and away he went and... You know, there. A little later, he finally was out at the hotel, but it was a little hairy through there.
That's interesting. Let's cremation. You're got an interesting story about who you're using now for your crematory.
Our crematory, we don't have one right now or anything. Looking at prices, it's just. Right now is not the time. We're going to Wichita mainly. Matt Spear, local boy, started at Roberts Blue in January 1995, graduated from ESU in May, went to mortuary school in August of 95, and him and Floyd were actually roommates down in Dallas. He has a business down in Wichita that deals directly with funeral homes, and that's where we are going for our cremations mainly now.
Matt Spear, do you know Matt?
I do not.
He played ball for
me. We've used him.
He's an old baseball player. I remember him, had no idea, and he's now the crematory that Roberts Blue uses. Do you have choices? I assume there's crematories in Topeka?
There's several that's out there. Matt, just, you know, it's like having a family member. I mean, when him and Floyd went to Dallas to school is basically when I got a job at Roberts Blue. So, I mean, it's kind of...
They hired you to take his place while he went
to
school, huh?
I don't... Turnbull just needed someone to fill the hole, I guess, to answer the dorm phone.
What's your best Mike Turnbull story?
That's available to tell on air.
I don't even know where to start on those.
We can think about one of those over the break.
Let me think on that one a little bit.
Okay, we're visiting with William Pike, owner of Robert's Blue Barnett Funeral Home here in Emporia. Interesting stuff. If you have questions, 342-5863, either call us or text us. And we'll talk a little bit about Mike Turnbull when we return. This is the on-air chat. You're listening to KVOE. We're live and local.
Bruce Davis Construction, your go-to guys when you need commercial dirt work. From demolition to prepare for a building site or parking lot to dirt work and hauling, Bruce Davis will give you a quality job. Bruce Davis Construction, proud to be involved in recent construction jobs, including the addition at Emporia High School, Emporia Travel Plaza, Glendale, and the David Trailer Zoo. Call Bruce Davis Construction at 620-342-5001. Turn down your TV volume and crank up Country 101.7 to play Watch the Chiefs. Listen for the two Kansas City Chiefs mystery players each game, and then tune in the following morning for your chance to win. It's Watch the Chiefs on Country 101.7 FM.
KVOE live and local, and time now for a look at sports headlines, being brought to you by Thurston's Plus Auto Body and Automotive. Call 620-342-2613 when your car needs help. You don't have to go where anyone tells you. Go where you want. Now from the 24-hour KVOE newsroom and a look at all the sports you need, here is Blake Cripps.
Well, it was fun while it lasted, but the Royals' winning streak is over. Stopped at 6 last night by the Detroit Tigers. They broke a 2-all tie, 4 runs in the 4th to beat Kansas City, 6-3 in Game 1 of their series in Detroit. Casey got on the board first with a Nick Prado single in the 2nd. Bobby Witt Jr. hit a triple, followed in by a Salvador Perez single to make it 2-0 in the 1st, but the Tigers got the runs right back with a 2-run double by Spencer Torkelson. 2 home runs for the Tigers in the 8th inning on the way to 4 runs that busted open the game. Same two teams tonight. First pitch at 5:40. We'll join at first pitch after a condensed news and information hour on 1400 AM 96.9 FM KVOE. Kansas State announcing a new contract for head coach Jerome Tang. Head men's basketball coach Tang locked in for a 7-year deal in Manhattan through the 2029-2030 season. His base salary boosted to $3 million per year. That'll increase by $100,000 per year each year he remains on the job, maxing out at $3.6 million. The buyout set at $6 million. That decreases annually by $1 million starting next year. He's also due over $1 million in retention bonuses for remaining at Kansas State and several incentive bonuses, as you can imagine. K-State sophomore running back DJ Giddens, the Doak Walker National Running Back of the Week, after 200 yards and 4 touchdowns over Central Florida in both teams' Big 12 opener on Saturday. He was also the Big 12 Offensive Player of the Week. College basketball schedules out for KU and Kansas State. Jayhawks on Big Monday 3 times. Kansas State on twice, including when they host the Jayhawks at Bramlage Coliseum in early February. And KU freshman libero Reagan Burns, the Big 12 Rookie of the Week. That's sports from the KVOE Sports Desk. I'm Blake Cripps.
Thank you, Blake. Sports headlines brought to you today by Thurston's Plus Auto Body and Automotive at 708 Lantern Lane. Information available in the Yellow Book and on the web at ThurstonsPlusAutobody.com.
Welcome back. Be careful here, Willie. we're going on air, and our topic is Mike Turnbull. And he played an important part in your life. I love the story you told us that he just, when he died, he just flipped you off and left and came home and died, huh?
Pretty much. I mean, he walked out of the bathroom, said he was headed to North Carolina, told me I was number one and the way he went. And you just never know. That was the last time I was going to see him.
Well, and you have feelings that his death was probably a blessing because COVID would have been pretty tough on him.
With him being as outgoing as he was, it would have been rough with him not being able to socialize and see folks. I mean, that was a big thing of what he did. I mean, he was big involvement in the community.
Do you court old people, old women like he did? I mean, he was so obvious in some of his efforts, but it made sense, I guess.
He just, you know, he enjoyed his people, you know? I mean, the older folks, you know, is always fun to talk to just because they got so much knowledge. They've been around a couple days.
So what have you done physically to keep Robert's Blue up to snuff? Have you had to renovate, remodel?
Oh, I've put in some new handrails, the new railing at the funeral homes there. The chapel, I just painted all the chapel in May. COVID helped us update the technology. Turnbull was gung-ho, and we still had a cassette tape player. We have now jumped up to two 75-inch TVs in the chapel. All new sound, and believe it or not, it's ran off a computer now instead of a tape deck. At least it was an 8-track, right?
Yeah, you'd run out of ability to replace.
Pretty much. I mean, COVID just changed it, but, you know.
For the better, though.
Oh, for totally. I mean, the families coming in, they get to have slideshows during the visitation with, you know, background music. I mean, it's personal. It's phenomenal.
Got a city commissioner here. Do you get the assistance you need with funeral processions? Have funeral processions picked up, gone away?
We still have them. I mean, it's still against the law if you don't pull over. They passed that like 2 or 3 years ago. If you don't pull over, I mean, you can be ticketed. But, I mean, we still have it, but usually a lot of people will pull over.
Do you notify the authorities or do you just go when you go?
We do our own. We always have done our own.
They don't have EPD.
We don't get.
You just
have a car with a flashing light.
Correct. You know, if we get a big service where there could be something bad, we call in. Usually, we get help from the officials in town.
How many hearses do you have?
We just got two right now.
Just two.
Just two. Got the old original one from 1995 that was new when I started, and is still there, kind of a backup just for. In case we need it.
But what makes them unique?
Most of them.
Are they to haul people? I mean, living, are they to haul the family in more than the body?
The hearses is basically for the casket. I mean, they're stretched out. I mean, it's basically like having a limousine that's stretched out to accommodate a casket.
But it's just a driver and a casket. The family members aren't riding in the hearse.
Yeah.
Are they expensive?
They get up there pretty pricey. I mean, you're... New one's over $100,000.
That's pretty pricey.
Well, it's not too bad when you start looking at trucks anymore.
That's true. That's true.
Super Duty, 250 Super Duty is running about 80-some thousand now, dude. So.
Do you have someone that helps people write obituaries, or is that part of your planning guide?
We do all that, but we do have planning guides at the funeral home. A lot of it is just biographical of the person, you know, parents, you know, if you want to put education, just to help us, because what we like to do when we get that information when someone dies or passes is go ahead, we put it in form, email that obit to the family, but then you can go ahead and, you know, fine-tune that and get the obit how you want it to read, but you don't leave anything out. It's basically a nice guideline.
So you get all the questions answered, and you'll put it in a form.
Yeah,
because I'm pretty amazed the copy we get here and the copy the obituaries you see in the paper are pretty standardly. I mean, some of them you can tell they're created with a little creativity, but most of them have the same elements, and the grammar is usually pretty good. I guess that's one of the things. Maybe you guys work on?
It's pretty, I mean, we got our ways we do it. Each one of us at Robert's Blue, I mean, we write obits differently. But that's the, I mean, everybody does something different. Do you tie your shoe the right or the left first? Everybody's different. So we change it up, but you send it to the family, then it depends on how much they want to put in there. You know, I mean, how much? Back again on when Mike Turnbull passed away, I mean, his obit was 20 miles long, but he was involved in everything, and he wanted it listed.
So even though he didn't give you a lot of pre-planning, somebody had done some planning for him.
He had several folders in the file of just 40 years of accumulation of, if it caught his eye, he put it in a folder. poems, just little, it was his.
Frank Sinatra.
Yeah. Turnbull's wisdom. What he thought, what he wanted, it was all in these files.
A pastor and a father at a service.
Right? I mean, Butch Ritter and, you know, Pete O'Sullivan, that's who he wanted. He asked him before he passed, that's who he got it.
Was there a bagpiper there, too? I can't remember. Yeah.
He had a bagpiper outside.
It was a pretty grand.
Pipes. But, yeah, I set that up, and that actually was Mr. Denny out of Topeka that he always knew from Town Royal for St. Patty's Day, which he always celebrated because his birthday was on St. Patty's Day.
What about outside influences? Do you belong to a state or a national organization?
We are all, you know, members of the National Funeral Directors Association. We're also Kansas Funeral Directors Association also.
Tell us about your day. You told me you get up early and you listen to the news and you're looking and reading and trying to find new stuff, new ideas all the time.
Always. I mean, in the morning, get up Monday through Friday, try to get up about 4:45, 5 o'clock, have some coffee and get morning going. But a lot of reading, you know, I'll read my magazines still that come in the business, you know, and just kind of see which way we're going.
What magazines do you read? Are you talking about
they're more
obituary true. Magazines, or are you talking about Time and Life?
These are more that deal in the funeral home occupation, you know. The director has stories where the trends are going. Things that help you, you know, your platforms that you're looking on advertisement or which way you're going. I mean, Facebook, they talk about Facebook being a good one to be out there that you, you know, put stuff on, because majority of the people that look at Facebook are 55 years of age. Another one that they're hitting pretty good right now is videos on YouTube of just sitting down and talking like this, one-on-one, just doing stuff that way.
Podcast.
I know I have a buddy that's actually in Austin, Texas. He's in the funeral industry, been around for years, and he's getting ready to start his own podcast because, I mean, he goes through a lot of this.
You go to the national meetings?
I haven't been yet.
You haven't been yet? No. I can't imagine a meeting, a room full of Mike Turnbulls.
It'd be a little wild, wouldn't it?
Could be.
After meetings. Those would be the wild ones, Steve.
Okay, I'm looking at my list. We haven't talked about monuments, and that's...
Monuments have been interesting. That was another COVID game changer.
Really?
Couldn't get granted. Ran into problems where we couldn't get granted. I mean, you look at some of them coming out of the United States, they shut down their quarries.
So most cemetery monuments are granite?
Majority of them are granite, yeah. So you're looking, we couldn't get granite out of country. Then once we started getting it, it was just getting caught up of getting monuments going. But right now, we're able to get it. If it's special ordered, we're probably about a year out just getting it set.
What about Willie? What do you do in your free time? You have hobbies?
Free time, love to cook.
What's that?
I love to cook.
You love to cook. What do you cook?
Cook about anything. I mean, I used to cook competition barbecue, so I've been doing some barbecuing again. Just kind of sit back and relax as much as I can.
Well, and you go to work every day, I guess.
Try to go every day. I don't get too far.
You don't get holidays or Sundays off?
Not really. I'm usually through there at least probably about, I go through about every day if I'm
well,
around.
But the funeral business is a little like the broadcast business. It happens regardless of what's going on.
Yeah, you don't get away. I mean.
Let's circle back. October 9th, right, for your next seminar?
October 9th is our next seminar, 5:30. Anybody, if you want to, call the funeral home, get on the list.
Is that a Monday or a?
It's a Monday. Yep, but it's
Monday at 5:30, October 9th, and go to Robert's Blue and
sit down. Just we go through a little seminar, kind of explaining, you know, the pre-planning, how it works. You know, how you're going to fund it if you do, you know, basically a funeral insurance policy. How that works. It's basically an irrevocable trust.
Are those a good buy?
Yeah, they're great. I mean, you look at...
I mean, you love it if someone's got $10,000, and is it easy to collect on those? I mean, I'm talking the ones that are, the cost is $9.99 and doesn't make any difference how old you are. Or...
How these policies work, basically, is it's a death benefit policy. So you purchase the funeral that you want today on today's prices, and the interest stays in that account to cover the inflation. So basically, everything that's in there, if it doesn't cut up, you know, keep up with it, I write it off. But it's irrevocably, you know, assigned to Robert's Blue. So therefore, you end up in a care facility. Okay, you go through your funds, and you have to go on state assistance. No one can touch that. That is still your funeral. It's all paid for. You're not a burden on your family.
So what happens if there's an automobile accident and someone's killed and you're called and you go pick up the body and there's no next of kin? And you determine they have no insurance?
That...
Are you stuck with that? The county stuck with that?
A lot of times what's going to happen on like an accident or something like that, it's going to go to our local coroner in Kansas City, and it's kind of they need to figure out where the next of kin is. It's their
responsibility. State's responsibility?
Yeah. I mean, it's
you said coroner in Kansas City?
Correct.
Is that a state coroner?
No, it's just our county coroners in Kansas City. I mean, anymore with...
Multiple counties. That coroner services a lot of counties.
That way you don't have to have your own forensics, you know, pathologists. It's a lot easier. Garden City, they go up to Kansas City.
So it's kind of a database kind of thing. And
They that's what they do. They're specialists in it.
But as a funeral home owner... Do you have to write off? When do you have to write off stuff?
You don't really have to. I mean, it just kind of depends on where you're at. I mean, normally on something like that, it's a little different, but you just got to figure out where you're going to go with it. I mean, we get a call, but a family decides to use someone else. We just work it out. It's not a problem.
So your son's name's Spence?
Spencer.
So is he going to get in the business?
We'll find out. He was working last night.
Would you recommend it?
It's been pretty good to you, hasn't it? It's not too shabby. I mean, it's been good to me. I've got, you know, met a lot of good people along the way.
Can you take a vacation?
Sure I can. There's a lot of great people down at Robert's Blue that's been there forever.
Yeah, is the least... A tenured employee is 12 years or something. So,
I mean, that's one of my night guys, but you look at the directors other than Christina a couple of years. I mean, Floyd's been there 31, Kenton's been there 51. I think those two have been there a couple of days, about 82 years.
What about, have you ever met Jimmy Barnett?
I've talked to Jimmy Barnett. I've met him a couple times, but that was before Turnbull passed, so it was always Jimmy and Turnbull because they were kind of buddies.
Ever think about changing the name?
No.
Never. Is that changed. A no?
That is a strong no. It will always be Robert's Blue Barnett as long as I own it.
Okay. Well, that's easy enough.
I just have too much respect for what they've built over the years.
Aaron, you got any questions?
I did. Well, not really a question. I just wanted you to talk about some of the options for cremation with the cremains themselves that you guys offer.
Oh.
The options with cremains that we offer, I've gotten hooked up with Grant Charpentier, which is a local glass blower. He teaches art out at the high school, does glass blowing and pottery. and he can actually blow cremains into glass. So kind of whatever you want, he sits down with the families and just talks to them, kind of see what you're after. And we've got that started, and we're actually looking at seeing about doing some pottery, which is more biodegradable, if they wanted to do something like that. I know Grant and I've talked about that. We just haven't went that far with his recent surgery of carpal tunnel.
And it's really cool. We did a few pieces for my mother when she passed last year, and we have him working on some pieces for my dad. And the cremains, like, you can really see them inside the glass. It looks really, really nice.
And you get to pick your colors that your loved one liked.
Shapes. He can do all kinds of stuff. Yeah, he's pretty talented.
He can do some fish. You know, Grandpa was a fisherman. Get some fish. You know, the grandkids can have a little piece. It's a beautiful piece of art. It's special.
But with cremation, the options are to take the ashes and put them in an urn and put them on your mantle if you want to, or go spread them on the beach. Or
that's where you can do that. That's where we run into in our, you know, presentation we do is Adam Land. He comes in, he handles my pre-need, basically marketing stuff. He comes in and talks about a lady down in Oklahoma. Her and her husband had a chunk of land. Life was great. He passed away, had him cremated. She goes out and places the cremains on the land. Well, then she sells the piece of land. New owner won't let her out there. So therefore, it comes down to, even if you're going to be cremated, figure out kind of what you want to do. About once a year, someone walks through the door at Robert's Blue with a set of cremains that was found in a storage unit.
Well, and there's a consideration you were telling me before we started. If you're Catholic, you've got some issues as well.
The Catholic, you know, Catholics have accepted the cremation. You just cannot split up the cremains. They have to be buried whole.
So if they're going in the ground, they go in the ground. If they're going out on the North 40, they got to all go on the North 40. You can't put half there.
It's no North 40. It's you're.
They got to go in.
Go in the ground. I mean, it kind of depends on the priest. I'm not going to get in on that. That's kind of theirs. I'm good with anything.
So you've had that experience with people that are Catholic, but it's not necessarily 100%.
Oh, yeah. I've had an experience where the family wanted to split the cremains. Father would not do it. Therefore, we did not have a Catholic Mass.
If you were going to tell your son not to become a mortician, what would be the reason?
A lot of hours. A lot of hours and unexpected hours of you never know what's going to happen. My schedule changes day to day. I only look a day out.
William Pike, thanks for joining us.
Thank you, guys.
It's been very enlightening, and we need to have you were supposed to bring some planning guides, and
I'll be back.
We'll do that next week.
We got a caller.
Oh, do we? I didn't notice that.
It just came in.
Okay. Good morning. You're on the on-air chat. You got a question for Mr. Pike?
Yes, for Mr. Pike. Are there laws on the books about where you can spread the remains?
It kind of depends on what you're after. You can. I guess the biggest thing is figuring out what you want to, you know, where you want to put them is the big question. I guess you could give us a call and we could talk about it.
We got feedback.
Well,
did you hear that?
And there are some national parks where you're not supposed to spread them.
Correct. I mean, national parks, you know.
There's nothing here in Kansas.
I'm sure you can't get into some parks. You can't do it. I don't really. I always look at it.
There we go. You're good. Go ahead.
Okay. I always kind of look at it as, you know, I mean, it's kind of up to the family. If I hand them to you, what you do with them is kind of in yours. That's your where you want to put them. If I don't know, it's kind of up to the family.
So the answer is you don't know.
I don't really know.
Not specifically, but there are, we do know maybe.
There is spots, yes.
There's things like national parks where you probably can't.
Yeah, other people's private property, stuff like that.
Other people's property, you know, city property, they probably don't want it.
Yeah.
You know, think about where you want to put them. Where are you going to go back to visit? You just don't want to spread your loved one in any place. You know, just be, think about it.
All right. Thanks, William. I started to say next week, Becky Nuremberg will be here from Emporia Community Foundation, and she's got a big announcement to make, something you haven't heard about. So we'll be with Becky, and we'll be taking care of that big announcement concerning the Emporia Community Foundation. That's next week on the On Air Chat. Aaron, let's get out of here.
We've been brought to you by Bruce Davis Construction. For commercial dirt work, demolition, dirt hauling, and more, call Bruce Davis Construction, 620-342-5001. The Talk of Emporia is next here on KVOE AM, 1400 and 96.9 FM. We are live and local.
Live and local, 1400.